the phones, but I got to tell you real quick. Ken from Harvest says, right side ruffian re-education camp definition is called kick the little snowflake out and cut off his allowance. And I'll get to some others here in a few minutes. Let me go to the phones right now. Glad to have with us State Representative Ben Harrison. Ben is a freshman representative in his first term right now, serving in House District Number 2. Ben Harrison, how are you, sir?
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Great.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for making some time for us.
Sure.
Well, let me ask you this. I had Elizabeth Stewart from Moms for Liberty up there in your area on the show just a few days ago. And it was the same day there were a number of library meetings going on. And there was kind of also a bit of a controversy over the leadership of the Athens Limestone Library, which I believe is your district. Has the city / county, have they figured out who appoints who and who abdicated their authority? And what do you know about that right now?
No, they haven't. I met with both lawyers of the county and the city. And, you know, this just came to my light a couple of weeks ago, because everybody was under the impression that the policy that was stated on their website was the policy in place, and that it was 50-50 owned by the city and the county. Now, I did realize that the city had been making all the appointments.
Yeah.
But according to the policy, you know, it said that two would come from the county and three from the city. So I took that to the lawyers and said, well, and they were kind of unaware of it, but I left it with them and said, hey, we need to figure out who has the control here and what's the policy. Here's the stated policy. This is what has been happening in the past. What's right? And then come to find out later that there was some confusion that the city had executed some documents. I don't know if it's kosher or not, or it's been approved by the county or what. The county didn't have any records of it. So there is some confusion about who's at the controls, who's the governing bodies of the Athens Limestone Library. And I just told him, hey, see, you get with a city and get with a county and, you know, through the lawyers, let them get together and decide out what's what.
Yeah.
And, they're in the process of doing that.
Well, and I know that there are some generally conservative people that would like to be appointed to that board to try and help, you know, bring some reason to it to maybe make sure that we have conservatives on the board, which I'm finding more and more is like a hotbed of, you know, craziness around the state is library boards, go figure. And I'm not saying that yours per se is, but at the very least, we have to figure out who can appoint, because if the county wants to appoint somebody, they don't know if they can. For that matter, they don't know which seat they're appointing to. You look at it and go, how did you get this far down the road and not know who had what?
Right.
Well,
yeah, it was a surprise to me, and they just need to get it figured out. But I will tell you, this is just me speaking, that, you know, most of the patrons come from outside the county, a majority of them, and they should be represented. They should have a representative on that board, in my opinion. But we need to see what the legal documents in force right now, and then go from there.
Well,
now they can change it, change that, but.
Well, now, I'm told, too, that State Senator Chris Elliott, he even came on the show and talked about it. He has a piece of legislation that would allow board members to be removed, if necessary, by local governing bodies. Do you see that or any other legislation? And in fact, don't you have some legislation yourself? You may, but tell me what you got going on there.
I don't have anything directly to address the libraries. I do know, here's, Phil, this is what my thrust was back in October. I went to the Athens Library and I said, look, I just read them the letter. I read them the governor's letter, and it's not coming from me. I'm just reading her letter and what she wants the APLS to do. And I said, let's get out in front of this. Let's take care of this ahead of time. And I wanted to make sure that they got through with that before the legislature came in session, because I said if this is not taken care of, that the legislature will get involved. And I'm all in favor of keeping this and fixing these problems at a local level.
Yeah.
I like to keep things locally if you can. But once you get the legislature involved, you know, you can have some unintended outcomes.
Well, I agree. Yeah. And, you know, go figure. I mean, when you ran for the state house, did you ever figure that you'd be having to deal with minutia like who's on that library board? I mean, it's funny the things that I remember when I was in the legislature, the stuff you're like, I had no idea I had to interact with this, but here it is.
Right, right. Now, you know, the Athens Public Library is not in my district. It's in Senator Stutt's district and Danny Crawford's district. I checked with my libraries over in Lauderdale County. I had three, and I went to church with the library chair.
Yeah.
And I said, Ann, just check and see if you have any of these books in y'all's libraries. And she said, oh, I'm sure we don't. And she looked at those books and she was horrified. But she said, I'm sure that we don't have, but I said, just check anyway. And it turns out all three libraries had some of them. There were three or four in probably each one. and she immediately moved them.
Well, see, good for her. I mean, she knows the community in which she lives. That's the thing is sometimes, and I get it, sometimes things happen on the blind and you don't recognize that thing is on the shelf or that someone donated it and it was put. I'll give you one better. You know how some legislators have the ability to make grants to different things, and sometimes you can make a grant to a library. I know one state legislator who was shocked to find out that one of those very controversial, child transgender style books had a sticker in the front that thanked him for donating the money to purchase the book. He had to call and say, "Take that sticker out." When the
mayors found out about it, I contacted the mayors and they said, "Oh, we will remove them." And I said, "No." I said, "You feel free to do that if you want to. It's your town, your library, but." All the governor is asking you to do is to move them out of the sections available to minors. So, but they did that. But they were willing to. Hey, they were willing to remove them.
Well,
so
kudos
to them.
The crazy thing is that the libs, including the Alabama Democrat Party Vice Chair Tabitha Eisner, they call this book banning. It's you're banning books there, State Rep.
It is not book banning. I went to the commission meeting, the last commission meeting here in Limestone County, and there were three that got up calling us book banning, you know. And that's just not true. It's just removing them to an age-appropriate section.
Yeah, how hard is that? So, it's not rocket science. It really isn't.
When I just read the letter, governor's letter, the former Democratic chairman of Limestone County, he said, "Well, the governor's just one person."
Elected by a vast majority of the state.
Yes, I bit my tongue, but I wanted to say, but yes, she matters. She points all the people to the APLS board, and she controls $6.6 million, so she matters.
Well, let me ask you this in the 3 or 4 minutes we got left. You guys go into session next week, what, Tuesday, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the state will not be near as safe come Tuesday. I can say that tongue in cheek because I've been there. But you guys have an agenda. I mean, I've seen a list of priorities from the Senate. I've seen a list of priorities from the state Republican Party. I've not seen, and it may be out there. I'm just saying I haven't seen it. A list of actual priorities from the House. Is there one, like a stated list of priorities?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah,
we're going to be addressing gambling first thing.
Really?
Well, it depends. Yeah.
Are y'all going into special session, do you think?
No, well, I haven't heard. Number of people were polling the members I'd heard that they were going to see where everybody was at, tentatively, at least initially, and see where they put it on the schedule.
Well, they're going to burn some political capital and time on that if they do. And do you know, do they even have the votes in the Senate to get it passed if y'all stretch yourselves out and get that thing passed in the House?
I'm hearing not. You know,
yeah.
You've heard from Sam Gavan, you know, what he said this morning.
Right.
Or yesterday, I can't remember. But I hope that we don't need to rely on that, though. We don't need, the House members need to vote the conscience, vote the district, hopefully, and, you know, stand up and take the vote and give reasons why or why not they support or don't support gambling. We don't need to pass it off on the people. That's one of the things they're using to push this. They said, well, you know, let the people vote. Let the people vote. Pass it and pass it here. Let us pass it and push it on to the people. But we're a representative government. We need to stand up. And if it's bad for Alabamians, we need to. Go ahead.
It still does involve a constitutional amendment, though. So even if you do pass it, the people have to vote on it no matter what. I mean, it's gonna amend our state constitution to expand Class 3 gaming. That's gonna be right. A thing. And I'm gonna tell you right now, Representative Harrison, it's gonna suck the air out of the room. You're not gonna get anything done once that bill drops. It's gonna be the only thing in town, and it's gonna be the thing that takes up too much time. The press will only talk about that. And so if y'all are gonna waste time on that, I hope you waste time on it quick and get it out of the way.
Right. Well, there was some people talking about, you know, let's just have the House take a quick vote and send it to the Senate, and then they'll defeat it. But we don't need to rely on that. We do need to, you know, stand up and state our issues and take a position.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think you absolutely have to. And what bothers me is there are times when people do hide behind the opportunity to, well, we got stuck in a procedural vote, or, you know, it's still in committee. Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, if they want it on the floor, it'll get on the floor. If they want to pass, yeah, they'll already know they have the votes before they even bring it to the floor. And if they want it to fail,
I think it'll come to the floor. I think it will.
That's going to be interesting. Anyway. That's going to be interesting if it is. It, hey, listen, school choice, real quick. We got about a minute. Where do you see school choice on this legislative session?
Well, I think something will be passed. That would be my prediction. I certainly can't guarantee that. Ernie dropped his bill, I think, this morning.
That's State Representative Yarbrough, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He dropped his this morning. We'll see what the governor's bill is. I haven't seen it. I haven't even read Ernie's bill yet. But it's out there now, first of the session. So it'll be available for review and debate. I don't know what points in the session that we'll bring it up.
Well, it's going to be a full session, and on the one hand, I envy you the ability to go down to Montgomery and do the people's business. On the other hand, I don't. So, listen, man, blessings on it, and thanks for spending the time with us today, all right?
Okay, anytime.
All right, thanks. That's State Representative Ben Harrison, House District 2 up yonder in Lauderdale County. Yeah, there's going to be some interesting things coming out of Montgomery. And by the way, this is why I'm saying, are we a red state? Are we? I mean, how do we handle ourselves in the legislative sessions? Do we pass tax relief, school choice, fiscally, you know, constrained budgets? Or are we going to spend all our time on gambling? It's going to be interesting. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.